One of the benefits from your story, and that I hear from so many other stories like it, is that, as a parent, right, the things that you do, your kids pick up on.
Oh,
And
yeah.
honestly, it communicates your priorities much more than the things that you say, right? And so, SubhanAllah, you took me back because I remember when my oldest son was just a baby. Well, maybe okay, like 6 months to a year. I was studying for the GRE, right? So I was like always hitting the books, and like always had a book open. And they imitate, right? So it's like he was like in this little bouncy chair, right, with a book upside down. He can't read, but he's holding it upside down because Papa's holding a book, right? And SubhanAllah,
And he paid dividends later on because in
it
Medina, I
did.
saw him. He
He's
was
very
into his book,
studious. He's very
mashallah.
studious. Yeah,
Mashallah.
exactly. And all, alhamdulillah, like all my children like are very studious in there, but it really does set the tone and the expectation. This is just something we do. It's like SubhanAllah, there was in our community, I think one of the sisters gatherings, one of the sisters like asked like how many people have read a book in the last year, and like a lot of people can't raise their hands because like so many people don't read books anymore, right? And then it's like, well, how do you expect your kids to be literate in a sense of like thakafa and culture and turaf and like these
They
sorts
have
of
to see
things?
you do it.
You got to read, man. Like you have to do it. A lot of times they might want to drop their kid off to some program or the masjid or bring in an outside speaker and a heart softener and a motivational. Like it's got to start with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it comes full circle. SubhanAllah, you mentioned that, the impression that your parents leave on you when you're a young kid, it really comes back to you later on, right? And I always give this example to sometimes, I'm teaching at a high school, and parents, when they ask me, when we're having this conversation, and they're like, the my kids, they love you, and they can you talk to him about this or that, right? That's where it's headed. You know
Yeah, of
already
course.
where the conversation's gonna go. And I always tell them, SubhanAllah, what you do matters far more than what I can tell them. That's very important for them. I tell them, listen, if I give them a certain message in class that, look, X, Y, and Z is important for you, but they go back home and they see their parents either don't do that or do the opposite of that, you know what message they're actually getting? Oh, whatever the teacher's telling may be important, but it cannot be that important. Had it been that important, my parents would have done it, right? And that's mixed messaging right there immediately. So that's when students come out of Islamic school, and then you see them on Facebook posts, and you're like, you make dua for them, oh Allah, hopefully they're still Muslim, right? Why does that happen? Is because, in my estimation, is that we're getting mixed messages, and we can't do that. You have to be consistent, right? You got to play the long game. Instill the idea that you want them to hold on to early on, and show them in your life that I've been consistent on this idea, and they'll follow.